Let me give you a little bit about how it works. There's a big glass building out there. It's called Building 253.
This is news to live by from Radio EcoShock. How fast are the polar ice caps melting? We need to know for sure. But a satellite designed to measure polar ice has been destroyed in a crash outside Archangel in northern Russia. It was called Cryosat, designed by the British climate expert Duncan Wingham, costing £100 million sterling. Volker Liebig, top man at the European Space Agency's Earth Observation Branch, said the satellite was a loss for scientists who put years into the mission. It's also a loss for the science we need to measure climate change and rising seas. The Environmental News Service, ENS, reports scientific warnings that melting ice in Antarctica could raise sea levels around the world by 5 or 6 meters, that's 16 to 20 feet. At a two-day conference in London, October 18th, Dr. Tony Payne said if the ice in West Antarctica alone melted, coastal states such as Florida would mostly disappear underwater. Get the full story at www.ens-newswire.com. In an excellent article in the newspaper The Guardian, September 29th, George Monbiot argues, quote, "Climate change denial has gone through four stages. First, the fossil fuel lobbyists told us that global warming was a myth. Then they agreed that it was happening, but insisted it was a good thing. We could grow wine in the Pennines and take Mediterranean holidays in Skegness. Then they admitted that the bad effects outweighed the good ones, but claimed it would cost more to tackle than to tolerate. Now they have reached stage four. They concede that it would be cheaper to address than to neglect, but maintain now it's too late. This is their most persuasive argument." That's from The Guardian at www.guardian.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm 9 years old and I have asthma. You know, when you have asthma, sometimes it's really hard to breathe. It makes you cough and wheeze and really feel sick. If you don't take your medicine, your lungs could be swelling up and you wouldn't even know it, until all of a sudden, you feel like someone's choking you or an elephant sitting on your chest.
For a decade now, the Environmental Protection Agency has been using a provision of the Clean Air Act to force dirty, older power plants to clean up. The provision is called New Source Review. But the Bush administration announced yesterday new rules for the program that make it easier for plants to avoid installing pollution controls. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
The proposal would change what triggers the requirement for older power plants to install new pollution controls. Now plants have to clean up if they modify their facilities and increase annual emissions. Under the new policy, the EPA would allow power plants to modernize and increase the pollution they emit over the course of a year, as long as they don't exceed hourly pollution limits.
A 9-year-old girl describes the drowning feeling of an asthma attack while the Bush administration has removed clean air requirements for dirty power plants. Asthma is already soaring to new record rates in American cities. It's the silent, wheezing plague of fossil fuel-generating plants. Meanwhile, the Republican-controlled Congress finagled its new energy bill by a vote of 212 to 210. Against normal House rules, the vote was held open for almost an hour, while backroom promises won over two more Republican votes. No Democrat supported the measure. Republican Representative Sherwood Bullard of New York said the bill weakens state and federal environmental standards and gives a break to wealthy oil companies while doing little or nothing to affect oil prices. The bill mows down long-standing environmental protection rules. To push a new refinery anywhere, no matter what, Americans will get the new polluting refineries they deserve. Surely, these are the heydays of the oil empire called America. This has been news from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org. That's E-C-O, shock like an electric shock, .org. Tune in for 24-hour free environmental radio.